This is 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Hiplin. The National Science Foundation is funding a three-year program to study Muslim hate crimes in Arkansas. Two criminal justice professors here at the University of Arkansas at Little Rock have been awarded a nearly $325,000 grant for the study. They join me now. Dr. Tusti Tenbensel is director of the School of Criminal Justice and Criminology. Hi there.
Hi, thank you for having us.
You bet. And Dr. Robert Lytle is the graduate coordinator for the school. Hello.
Hello.
Dr. Bensel, let's start with you. And maybe this hasn't been determined yet and is the point of the study, but does Arkansas have a problem with hate crimes targeting Muslims?
At this point, that is hard to know, just because we haven't traditionally in the state been collecting data on hate crimes. Police departments do collect crimes that they think are hate crimes and they report it to the FBI. But because we don't have a statewide system of collecting this data to really focus on hate crimes, we don't really know what the context is. One of the things that we want to do is understand the scope and nature of those types of behaviors in Arkansas.
And how will this program be conducted?
So over the next 3 years, we will be doing a series of studies. This first study will actually be Dr. Lytle and I and our research team going out into the field and talking to Muslims about their experiences. Based on what we hear from them, we'll then create a survey that will be distributed all across the state. And then the last part of our study will be to talk to police officers on their understanding of hate crimes, their procedures of identifying hate crimes, and how they handle them after they've identified them. We also would like to talk to state legislators about the new bill that has been enacted. And, you know, what were their thought process behind enacting this bill? What are the obstacles that they faced? And what do they plan on doing in the future? Because, you know, bills and policies are routinely refined and so forth. So we want to kind of get an idea of what they want to do next.
And Dr. Lytle, there was some criticism of the bill that it didn't necessarily go far enough. Some people even didn't want to call it a hate crimes bill necessarily. Any opinion from you about how effective this bill will be, or if lawmakers did indeed go far enough with this?
Well, I think that there are probably some future directions that we'll see with the bill. The way it read to me, it seemed like a first step in this conversation the legislature's having about this really complicated political issue, where they can start working with a definition and kind of getting people on board with that. And then over time, I think it will evolve a bit to become a little bit more clearly defined, especially as law enforcement and victim services agencies and the other people involved in these different types of offenses, as they're able to kind of provide input on how things work or where they need a little bit more clarification. I think the law will probably evolve over time, either from the agencies themselves or hopefully from research projects like this one.
And how will the results of this study after 3 years be used?
So we're going to likely produce a couple of research article publications that come out of this, but it would also be wonderful to be able to provide some summaries of our findings that can be disseminated to the public and hopefully shared with the various community organizations or government agencies that would be interested in these findings, but also hopefully that could benefit from those findings as well.
And finally, why is it important for Arkansas to make this assessment of not only hate crimes, but just sentiments toward Muslims?
Well, right now, we know that Muslims around the country are targeted. They've been targeted now for decades. They're actually the second largest group that are targeted for hate crime victimization. In Arkansas, we don't really know what that looks like. And so we want to understand that better. But the bigger message for me to that community, and I think I can speak on behalf of Bob on that as well, is to understand that hate crime victimization is something that needs to be reported. if you experience something like that, there needs to be resources for this community. And we need to expose these types of victimizations to the community and the criminal justice system so we can actually help these individuals in the community. And it's also to encourage members of this community to seek help and not just shrug it off your shoulders or brush it under the rug, because no one should have to live under these types of conditions.
Dr. Tusti Tinbinsel is director of the UA Little Rock School of Criminal Justice and Criminology, and Dr. Bob Lytle is the graduate coordinator for the school. And again, they have been awarded a more than $300,000 grant from the National Science Foundation to study Muslim hate crimes in Arkansas. Thank you both for your time.
Thank you.
This is KUAR 89.1.